Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum daily requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
And good afternoon, everyone. This is Arnie Gitomer, and welcome to the Wilner Window. And I'd like to take this opportunity to wish all those who it fits a happy Mother's Day. How about that? Okay. And joining me today is my partner and good buddy, Don Goldberg.
Thank you, Arnie. I'll add my happy Mother's Day wishes also, and a good afternoon to everybody.
And we have our medical co-host, that esteemed internist, Dr. Richard Podell.
And I'll just say hello.
And you'll just say hello. Okay. All right. Well, so much for you. Okay. You know, before we start taking the phone calls, a few things we want to discuss. First, you've been hearing about our big health symposium on May 22nd, and WOR has started running some promotional ads featuring Dr. Joy Brown. Well, you can make your reservation, and I suggest you not wait too long. And the number you can call, by the way, is the Wilner store, 1-800-633-1106. Nobody there today, but Monday through Saturday, give us a call. Okay. There are only a limited number of seats available, and we'll talk more about that again during the second hour. And the other thing is that we want to comment on an article that appeared in last week's Wall Street Journal. Don saw it and found it irritating and misguided, and what else is new, and felt it was worth commenting on.
Yeah, thanks, Arnie. The title of the article was The ABCs of Missing Vitamins. Now, as you said, it was in the Wall Street Journal. What bothers me about this article? Well, they start off by pointing out that, quote, Americans have been consuming growing quantities of dietary supplements in recent years, and now their kids are starting to do the same. Sales of children's supplements are growing 4% to 6% a year, with companies rolling out an array of new products. Now, my question is this a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, the authors of the article concede that, and I quote, good nutrition is particularly important during childhood and adolescence when young bodies are growing fast. But then they quickly offer the following counterpoint. Still, some pediatricians say the growth in supplement sales suggests parents may be popping too many daily pills into children. Some supplements taken in excessive doses, such as vitamin A, can be dangerous. The benefits for kids of others, such as omega-3 fatty acids, have sometimes been overhyped. Both the American Academy of Pediatrics and the American Dietetic Association say that nutrition is best gained through food, and routine vitamin use isn't needed if children have a good and varied diet.
Well, and that, of course, sets the tone for most of the balance of this article. So you can see, I'm sure, why I'm a little irritated. Is it really such a bad thing for parents to give their children, from an early age through their teen years, a multivitamin and multimineral supplement? If the authors are going to concern themselves with children's health, wouldn't they be better advised to worry about the really important problems, like the well-recognized problem of obesity, childhood obesity, rampant diabetes, and behavioral problems that might be diet-related, rather than, oh my, supplement sales of children's vitamins are increasing? Let me ask, for example, how many times have you seen mothers sitting in a fast food restaurant feeding their little children a lunch that consists of French fries and Coca-Cola?
Well, the crux of the problem, of course, is that, well, all of us agree that the goal is to eat a good and varied diet and satisfy most of our nutritional requirements that way. The fact is that for most Americans, this just doesn't seem to be possible, whether by choice or as a result of challenging environmental challenges or as an inadvertent result of the influence of marketing on commercial prepared food options now found in grocery stores and restaurants. Facts are facts. And articles that continue to denigrate supplements while scolding the public for not relying on diet alone are doing everyone a disservice.
Well, fact indeed. Let's give a few examples. In an article published in Agricultural Research Service News, they reported the following. In evaluating 9,812 children who were up to 9 years of age, it was found that two-thirds, that's two out of three, did not consume sufficient levels of vitamin E or zinc. Half of them didn't get enough calcium, and almost one-third didn't get enough iron or vitamin B6. Children were drinking more soft drinks and fruit juices and fruit drinks. Soda consumption increased 21%, and fruit juice fruit drink consumption increased 26% among 2 to 5 year olds compared with 20 years ago. Soda consumption increased 37%, and fruit juice fruit drink consumption rose 11% among 6 to 9 year olds compared with 20 years ago. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Agricultural Research Services also reported that 83% of children ate one or more snacks a day, such as crackers, popcorn, pretzels, and corn chips, which contributed on average 20% of their daily calories. From this research, more calories are being consumed by American children in the 1990s than in the 1970s. This fact, in conjunction with the lack of exercise, explains why there are more overweight children, end quote.
Yeah, this is just one of many studies showing that nutrient deficiency is a problem. Even the article in the journal that Don was referring to admits, although somewhat grudgingly, and I quote here, for picky eaters, some use of children's multivitamins may make sense to fill the gaps in nutrition, doctors say. Children sometimes fall short of recommended amounts of certain essential nutrients, including potassium, magnesium, vitamin E, as well as fiber, because they often don't eat enough fruits, vegetables, and whole grains, nutritionists say. I'm still quoting here. Calcium is also a frequent problem, particularly for preteen and adolescent girls who need it to help build their bones, while breastfed babies may need iron before they start on solid foods, and unquote. And then they go on and continue to quote, the American Academy of Pediatrics says, all infants and children through age 18 need a daily dose of vitamin D that's at least 400 international units, a standard measurement. That's the amount of 4 8-ounce glasses of milk. The group says kids who aren't getting that much should likely get a supplement.
Now, in spite of all this, the article continues on with numerous horror stories and cautions about supplements, including the stupid just results in expensive urine line. In their effort to support this anti-supplement bias, they even wander off into, quote, supplements often marketed for bodybuilding or weight loss that illegally contain performance-enhancing drugs and undeclared pharmaceuticals. I thought we were talking about children's vitamins. My point again is that we need to focus on what is important. Children's health is important, and we know that there is a very important, very serious problem with children's health these days. Growing obesity, increasing diabetes, increasing behavioral problems that may be diet-related, this is what we should be worried about rather than the fact that sales of children's vitamins are increasing.
Well, you're right, Don. And there's there's one more often repeated criticism in the article that Don wants to comment on later on after the break, how supplements are how they're regulated. But as I said, we'll do that after the break. Our phone number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. You can begin queuing up. We'll get to your calls shortly after the break. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podale.
We'll be right back.
We live in an age of fast information, high-speed communication, instant gratification, rapid transit, ready-mixed, pre-cooked, heat-and-serve, and living life on a moment's notice. But when it comes to staying healthy, we pause for a moment. Jaro Formulas has been formulating high-quality nutritional supplements for over 30 years and has been a leader in the research and development of some of the most effective, affordable, and cutting-edge natural health solutions in the world. At Jaro Formulas, they understand that distinction does not happen overnight and that a reputation for excellence is only earned through many years of persistence. Jaro's staff of scientists and health professionals insist on doing things the old-fashioned way with clinical studies and scientific research. They believe that the true test of a quality company is the purity, potency, and good value of its products, meeting the highest expectations of those who matter most, their customers. For more information about Jaro Formulas and to request free samples, please go to www.jaro.com. All Jaro Formula products are available at the Wilner Chemist, discount price, of course.
This is Arnie Gitomer, and you know, some people think that because Wilner Chemist has such a wide selection of nutritional and herbal supplements and so many nutritionists and pharmacists on hand to help you decide which products are right for you and how to properly take them, that the prices must be high. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. The fact is, you'll find that Wilner Chemist has some of the best discount prices anywhere. It's true. You don't believe me? Well, here are some examples. Right now, in addition to our low everyday 20% discounts, we have the following sales in effect. Doctor's Best, America's Finest, and Healthy Origins, 40% off list, full lines. Source Naturals, 35% off, full line. And the full lines of Country Life, Da Vinci Labs, Sprung Janssen, Quality of Life, and others at 30% off. And there is more.
There certainly is more, Arnie. For example, the entire Solgar line is now on sale at 25% off list. Nordic Naturals is on sale. Allergy Research is on sale. All the digestive aids and probiotics from Enzymatic Therapy and Nature's Way are on sale at 35% off. How do you find out what else is on sale? Well, you go to our website, www.wilner.com, and just click on the On Sale tab. While you're there, of course, you can sign up for our newsletter or request a free product catalog. You can also call for a catalog if you prefer. The phone number is 1-800-633-1106. Just leave your name and address. That number, again, 1-800-633-1106. Of course, better yet, you can visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta, Georgia. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue, 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. Our downtown store is at 253 Broadway, right near the corner of Murray Street, across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we're conveniently located right in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road.
And while you're on our website, www.wilner.com, and Wilner is spelled with two L's, by the way, be sure to check out all the informative articles, reference materials, and audio files of previous radio shows. You can look up product prices and even place your order on the website as well. www.wilner.com. Wilner Chemist, the nutritional supplement professionals, will begin taking your call shortly.
Dr. John Gray is the best-selling relationship author of all time. His classic book, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, has sold over 40 million copies. Now, Dr. Gray is also helping men and women fight the battle of the bulge with his favorite superfood, PGX.
I really focus on the easy, simple things that can make a big difference. There's a whole range of diets in the market, and the problem is people can't follow them. But you've got to give people something so that they can easily follow those good diet plans. The most powerful superfood that I've discovered is called PGX. So taking PGX is not a diet plan. It slows down the release of carbohydrates in your body. I tried it. It worked for me. I started sharing it all my wellness seminars. Now I'm teaching about it, but it's one of those powerful, simple little things that can make a big difference.
You can find Dr. John Gray's favorite superfood, PGX from Natural Factors, at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course. What if I told you there's a dietary supplement designed to support attention, learning, memory, and other cognitive functions, assist the brain and body in coping with stress, and facilitating growth factor action for brain circuit renewal? Well, there is such a supplement, and it's called Natural Brain Enhancers, and it's from Doctors Best. How could a supplement be so beneficial to brain function? It's because it contains two unique and powerful nutrients that occur naturally in the human brain and complement each other while supporting virtually all the brain's functions. GPC, glycerophosphocholine, and PS, phosphatidylserine, both are well documented for their benefits and safety of use through more than 30 double-blind trials and hundreds of other human and animal studies. For more detailed information, check www.wilner.com. But you don't need to have already started taking natural brain enhancers from Doctors Best to appreciate this great deal. During the month of April, Wilner Chemist is featuring natural brain enhancers at one-half price.
And some better, good and better news. Due to ongoing demand for this product, Doctors Best has agreed to extend the half-price sale through the month of May.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. And as promised before the break, here's Don to talk a little bit about the regulation of supplements.
Yeah, you know, Arnie, we could spend the full 2 hours talking about the various aspects of this article, but we obviously can't do that. I know you folks are anxious to call in and ask us questions. We already have some folks waiting, so I promise we'll get to your calls in just a moment. So just one more comment. Among the standard anti-supplement weapons used in articles like this is the, quote, supplements are not regulated by the FDA statement. Now, as we've explained many times, this is just plain false. I mean, it's so obviously false that you have to wonder why it gets repeated and recycled so often by supposedly professional journalists. Dr. Podell.
Well, I didn't realize you were continuing. I thought that we were elsewhere at that point. I think we have to give those authors a little bit of credit. What they said was a little different, and I quote, supplements are much less closely regulated than drugs, which are tested extensively and must win FDA approval before going on the market. In the case of supplements, and I quote here from the government official, products go out and then the government chases the bad actors, says Robert Moore, an official of the FDA Food Center Division of Dietary Supplement Programs. The FDA does regulate this stuff.
Yeah, well, now, so what they said is not quite so misleading, because the fact is, indeed, that the FDA does not regulate supplements the same way that they regulate drugs, which is what you would expect. Drugs, foods, and dietary supplements are different, and they're regulated differently.
That difference, however, is not what you might think and not related so much to quality and safety as the author of the article would like you to believe. Instead, it's related to therapeutic claims in drugs, which can obviously make therapeutic claims, must demonstrate to the FDA that those claims are valid before the drug can be marketed. Foods and supplements, of course, cannot make such claims and therefore are not subject to that kind of regulation by the FDA. And when it comes to label claims, identity, potency, safety, etc., supplements and foods are regulated the same way as drugs. The FDA does not test each batch of drug for potency, purity, and safety before it leaves the manufacturing plant, and nor does it do that for supplements or foods. So the statement, products go out and then the government chases the bad actors, can be applied to foods and drugs just as easily to supplements as it is to supplements. For proof of this, we need look no further back than the past week or so. We have a massive recall of children's liquid Tylenol and other liquid medicines. Wasn't this regulated by the FDA? Well, we have recalls of E. coli-tainted lettuce. Again, wasn't this regulated by the FDA? How many times do we have recalls of salmonella-containing contaminated beef and chicken? Wasn't this regulated by the FDA? And how many times in recent years have prescription drugs that went through the FDA approval process have later been found to have serious side effects or found to not be as effective as initially thought?
Yeah, so give me a break on this, quote, supplements are not regulated by the FDA, unquote, nonsense. There have also been recalls on supplements. Mistakes happen with supplement manufacturing just as they can happen with drug and food manufacturing. And when a problem is discovered, the supplement gets recalled. It's in the records. When something is wrong and the FDA considers it serious enough to warrant it, the FDA takes action. This is fact. You can look it up. And that just goes to prove the point. Saying that, quote, supplements are not regulated by the FDA is either a result of bias or ignorance or both, period.
Amen. You're absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. Okay, so if you folks have any comments about what we said, give us a call. And if you want to ask any other questions, give us a call. And that number is 1-800-321-0710. And let's talk to Joan from Bethpage, Long Island.
Yes, about 6 months ago, I broke my skin while icing it after exercising it, and stupidly, I didn't apply any antiseptic. And right after that, I started to see a round red circle, so I thought it was just irritated and put moisturizer on. And anyway, it spread from one leg to another leg to above my knees, and I have now one on my face. It's something that would look, it starts out like a little red dot.
So how can we help you, Joan? What do you want to, what can we do?
I have a skin biopsy, and it doesn't show anything. They can't diagnose anything, and they want to just give me these cortisone creams like Topicord and Hydatisol. Perhaps Dr. Podell could help me with a suggestion. Do you think there's a blood test that could find out what's wrong?
All right, let's hear from Dr. Podell.
Well, okay, cortisone creams basically are anti-inflammatories, and for non-infectious illness, there's inflammation. It's easy enough to do. It's often helpful. Does not have a real potential for harm because the doses being used are fairly small. Whether that's what's wrong with you or not, I don't know. And it is not for me to guess because you have doctors who have actually examined you, and they're the ones to figure it out. Now, if you don't like what the doctor's saying, then a second opinion by another doctor who actually physically sees you and examines you, that would be what would be in order.
Okay, Joan?
You think a blood test could determine something like that?
Well, it might possibly. I mean, doing a CBC and maybe for sedimentation rate to look for inflammation. The CBC might show you what's called eosinophils showing allergy. All those things are possible, and it's reasonable enough to do. But there is no specific test that I can tell you on the radio here in the abstract that says, aha, this tells you what's wrong.
Okay, Joan, thanks so much for that call, and we wish you luck in finding out what it is that's actually wrong with you. Okay, it's time for another quick break, including a check on traffic. This is Arnie Gitomer along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. We'll be right back. The world is full of contradictions. We drive in parkways, and we park in driveways. We go upstairs to work to get down to business. Everyone's taking a multivitamin, and everyone's exhausted. But that's because your multivitamin isn't built to fight the levels of everyday fatigue. The answer? In one word, Propex. It's the power of NT Factor, the main ingredient in the nutrient compound Propex. Combined with a multivitamin complex, even omega-3, proven to support your immune system and power your metabolism with the energy that no other multivitamin can provide. Just two packets a day for a few dollars a day, and in 1 week, double your energy. Hey, that actually makes sense. The results are in. It's the proven solution, the scientific solution. Propex with NT Factor. Visit Wilner Chemists or visit ntfactor.com.
Bigger and better News Talk Radio, 710 WOR.
The B vitamins are crucial to optimal health and energy production. Many of us take a B-complex vitamin supplement, but are we really getting the full benefit? Country Life takes the guesswork out of B-complex supplementation with their product, Coenzyme B-complex capsules. This hypoallergenic vegetarian B-complex formula from Country Life contains the active coenzyme forms of the B vitamins, the form that needs no conversion in the body. It's ready to go right out of the bottle. Coenzyme B-complex from Country Life also contains alpha-lipoic acid, phosphatidylcholine, inositol, and other important B vitamin cofactors. So make sure you get the full power of your B vitamin supplementation. Take Coenzyme B Complex capsules from Country Life. Country Life Vitamins, leaders in the field of nutrition for over 36 years. All Country Life Vitamins are available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
And now for a check on the traffic.
I'm Ed Kalecki with a look at WOR traffic. Heavy delays still at the inbound George Washington Bridge, 45 minutes from 8095, 30 from 4 and 46. At the inbound Lincoln Tunnel, delays of 30 minutes and 30 minutes at the inbound Holland. Outbound delays of about 15 minutes at all three. An accident now cleared on the eastbound Belt Parkway, but residual delays do continue. Delays now as well on the LIE in both directions between Cross Island Parkway and Van Dam Street. In the Morrisania section of the Bronx, East 159th Street is closed at Park Avenue. Due to an unstable structure in the area, many streets are closed and there are bus delays, so that area should be avoided. In Long Island, on North Country Road, both directions between Mount Sinai Quorum Road and Grassland Circle, it's closed due to a downed tree and wires. The alternate there is 25A. This report is brought to you by Circle BMW and CircleBMW.com. Get your BMW at Circle BMW, Route 36, Eatontown, exit 105 off the Garden State Parkway, CircleBMW.com.
I want to tell you about a new product from Allergy Research Group called Flowey. PHLOE, a unique supplement for optimal gut health. Flowey is 100% natural kiwi fruit extract that has been clinically shown to support regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowey contains an enzyme complex called zeaxanthin. Here's how it works. It gently stimulates motility and helps normalize bowel transit time. It supports the growth of probiotic bacteria in the gut, and it promotes regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowey promotes gentle and sustained mild softening of the stool without causing diarrhea, urgency, or cramping. Flowey can be used long-term, and it will continue to gently support motility without overstimulation. Flowey from Allergy Research Group in capsules or tablets, now available from Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Bigger and better News Talk Radio, 710 WOR.
Gregory, it's me, your mother. If you're there, pick up. Are you taking your chiolic aged garlic extract? You'd better be. I already told you about its benefits, the improved circulation, how it's a strong antioxidant and helpful against cancer. And chiolic reduces your cholesterol. Do you want to end up like your Uncle Frank? No, of course you don't. It's organically grown, and it won't give you bad breath or body odor. I know people your age are concerned about such things. Oh, did I mention it enhances your immune system? You'll live longer. Do you need me to bring you some, Gregory? Really, I don't mind driving on the highway, even at night. So please call me. Let me know you're okay. Or if you need more chiolic aged garlic extract. I love you.
Moms love chiolic as much as they love you. Available wherever fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit www.chiolic.com for more information or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample.
Steamy window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gotomer, along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. And we did have a little bit of a phone snafu, so many of you who are on the phones waiting to talk to us got disconnected while we had to reboot our delightful digital phone system here. But the phones are back up now, 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. And but before we get to the phones, we're going to listen to a little message from Dr. Joy Brown.
What are you doing Saturday, May 22nd, from 11:30 to 4:30? Have I got a great idea for you? I do. This is Dr. Joy Brown, and I'm going to be appearing at the Wilner Chemist Lunch and Learn Health Symposium. Obviously, you're going to get lunch, and you're going to learn about medical herbalists. You're going to hear from nutritionists. Basically, this is all sponsored by Wilner Chemists, Solgar Vitamin Company, Kanika, and WR Radio, all right? So the tickets are $29.95. You get lunch, lecture, and a goodie bag filled with all sorts of cool things, including supplement samples. But you must register. Yes, you must. 800-633-1106. 800-633-1106. Press option 1. One more time. 800-633-1106. $29.95 for lunch and everything else. Understand, it's in Midtown Manhattan at the Flat Hotel on 52nd Street, so it's easy to get to, and I'll see you there May 22nd. 800-633-1106.
Okay, how about that? Joy Brown did a good job, Don.
Yep.
Okay, so all you folks, you heard about that. Give us a call, 1-800-633-1106. We'll take your reservation. It's $29.95. Starts 11:30, I believe, and runs probably till about 4:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah, the doors open 11 o'clock in the morning.
Uh-huh.
Try to be there at 11, because at half past 11, Arnie and I will get up and start and give a little short talk and some introductory comments, and then we'll have Dr. Joy Brown. We'll have Dr. Robert Barry talking about the QH, ubiquinol, and CoQ10. We'll have Dr. Stoller, Felicia Stoller, going to talk about exercise for both weekend warriors or couch potatoes or whatever you want to call it to professional athletes. We'll have Mitchell Coven, who of course has been a guest on this show. He's a medical herbalist. He'll talk about herbal therapies for sleep, anxiety, and stress. We will have Dr. Ron Hunninghacke talking about perimenopause and other women's health issues. We'll have Jack Chalam, who you've heard on the show, talking about treating stress and fatigue. Again, it should be very, very interesting. The value of the stuff that's going to be in your goodie bag is going to be, that alone will be more than the $29.95 admission fee. So don't wait. There's only, I think we have about 110 available seats, and there's already a substantial number taken. 1-800-633-1106 starting tomorrow. Call up and make your reservation.
All righty. All we need is your credit card, and you're good to go. All righty. Let's see. Who's on the phone? Peter from Jersey City, New Jersey.
Yes, sir. Just let me lower my radio 1 second, okay?
Yeah, sure. Lower your radio and come right back.
Time's up.
Yep. Yeah, Peter, what can we do for you?
Okay, thank you. So I wanted to ask a question about fish oil, but before that, a quick comment about the article in the Wall Street Journal.
Uh-huh.
I believe most people are educating themselves now and realize that the media is there to create conflict in just about every subject. So once they find out people are taking supplements, they're going to try to make us all angry and make us, you know, rebel against supplements. So I don't think most people pay attention to their articles anyway. So a quick question about fish oil.
Mm-hmm.
I guess Dr. Podell would be the first one to answer it, since he uses it for medical purposes. How do we find the most purest and free of mercury? Is it just a marketing idea when we read, like, molecularly distilled?
Well, it's not a marketing idea. I mean, the molecularly distilled, as I understand it, does remove the mercury and other pesticides, and that most of the major brands that we're, you know, that we've talked about on this show do have laboratory data to prove that they've taken the mercury out.
Absolutely correct. Molecular distillation is probably the way that almost all of the companies purify their fish oil, and it's a very, very effective way.
Right. So, now of late, you know, there's been this Holmega that's been
advertising? The Holmega product from a New Chapter is a little different. They work with Alaskan salmon, which they've analyzed and found basically doesn't have any mercury, so they don't have to purify it.
Yeah,
basically.
Well, yeah, but of course you have to understand that that's a totally different type of fish oil supplement than the other ones. You know, you always are faced with the choice when you're talking about supplements of the whole food type of products, where basically you're taking a food and you're concentrating it, you're drying it, you're whatever, and rather than the kind of supplement where you're trying to isolate, at least to some degree, what we think are the active ingredients. Now, in fish oil, this becomes an important thing because we think that the health benefits of fish oil are certain of the fatty acids, the three omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA. So you have a choice. You can go for a fish oil that has been concentrated to increase the levels of EPA, DHA by taking out some of the other natural occurring components, or you can go with a pure whole fish oil that has maybe lower amounts of EPA, DHA, but has the other things that maybe have been removed. Mm-hmm. It's sort of a philosophical decision in many respects, and that's a choice that you have to make on your own. Ideally, you know, and this is the case not only with fish oils, but in my opinion with most supplements, ideally we want to do some of both. We want to get as high a level as we can of what we think are the active components, whether it's EPA, DHA, or whether it's B vitamins or whatever, as well as much of the natural occurring cofactors as we possibly can. So that's the balance, and where that balance resides and which supplement you choose is up to you.
Did we confuse you, Peter?
The reason why I asked about it, is it a marketing idea? Because other companies I read sometimes say that if it's molecularly distilled, there's a possibility of it becoming oxidized because they heat it to a temperature where it might harm the actual nutrient part, which I don't believe. That's why I'm asking you.
No, that's not a problem.
But there is heat used in molecular distillation. The point is that the heat occurs in the absence of air. So if there's no air present, then you won't get any oxidation because there's no oxygen.
Yeah, the concern with oxidation with fish oil is not so much during that part of the processing procedure. It's more during the storage and primarily the storage after it's been processed. So as long as you keep the bottle closed, and as long as they put a little bit of vitamin E or some other antioxidant in there and it's purified, the other nice thing is you can tell if a fish oil is being oxidized. It'll start going rancid, and you'll tell by the smell. If you open up a capsule or a liquid fish oil and you don't get that rancid smell, you know it's not being oxidized. A bingo. You can tell.
Do you guys recommend refrigerating it? Like, I use the Carlson's liquid. I take it on a spoon. Do you guys recommend, once you open it, put it in the refrigerator?
Absolutely. Absolutely. A liquid product should be refrigerated once it's opened. Absolutely.
And how long can you keep it? Because most of the things are capsules.
Well, the capsules are one issue, and they're sealed.
They're sealed.
So air doesn't get to them. But the liquid's another story. Every time you open a bottle, you get some air into it. So that needs to be refrigerated, and the product should be opened and used. It shouldn't be where you open a bottle of fish oil, take a spoon, and put it away for 6 months, and then take another spoon. It's meant to be opened and used on a daily basis and used up, you know, within a month, 2 months. It's not meant to be kept open for months and years. It's not the way it works.
Thank you for answering my question. I knew you were the perfect man to ask that question. And Dr. Podell, thank you. You have a very healing voice. I appreciate you.
All right. <Thank you. laughs> All right, a healing voice. You like that one, right? Okay. Thanks for that call, Peter. Yeah, next we have Walter from Waterbury, Connecticut.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thank you. I hope you can clear up something that I've been perplexed about. 60-year-old male. My supplement includes about 200 milligrams of E. I cleaned up my diet. I'm eating lots of, you know, seeds and nuts, et cetera. Again, some more vitamin E that way. For many years, I took an extra 400 milligram supplement of E. But I've read that too much E can actually suppress your immune system. Can I get your comments, please?
Well, I guess too much of anything can do something bad. There are different forms of vitamin E and the different types, and if you're getting 200 units from your supplement and from your multivitamin, for example, and we're taking another 400 units as a supplement, I don't think that's at the level which would be suppressing your immune system.
Wonderful. Thanks very much.
All right. Thank you. Thanks for that call, Walter. All right. Guess what? Time for another short break. Once again, our number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. And that number also works from down in Atlanta, Georgia. This show is heard on Atlanta, Georgia on WGKA. So all you Atlanta folks, give us a call. Same thing. Free call, 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
And this is Don Goldberg.
And soothing Dr. Richard Podell.
Your voice is soothing. He didn't say you're soothing.
Right. Yeah.
Don't
thank
push
you,
Richard.
Arnie.
Okay. We'll be back after these messages.
Okay, here's an event you won't want to miss out on. The annual Wilner Chemist Lunch and Learn Health Symposium. It'll be a day of educational lectures and good food at the Flat Hotel in Midtown Manhattan on May 22nd. Among the speakers will be Dr. Joy Brown, Dr. Robert Barry, Jack Chalom, Dr. Ron Hunninghackey, Mitchell Coven, and Dr. Felicia Stoller. Topics will include QH, CoQ10, women's health issues, treating stress, fatigue, anxiety, and sleep problems, and nutrition for top athletes and weekend warriors. In addition to a fine lunch, each attendee will receive free books, free products, and other valuable items worth more than the $29.99 registration fee. For more information, go to our website, www.wilner.com, or call 1-800-633-1106. May 22nd, our annual Lunch and Learn Health Symposium, brought to you by Wilner Chemist, Solgar Vitamin Company, Konica, and WOR Radio. We want to welcome a new advertiser, Himalaya Herbal Healthcare. Drawing on a treasure of the world's finest Indian herbs, Himalaya products are the result of advanced R&D and scientific validation. Clinically researched, Himalaya's herbal supplements are endorsed and trusted by over 250,000 health practitioners. In fact, Himalaya has an 80,000 square foot research center with its own 28-bed inpatient facility where clinical research is conducted. Still family-owned, Himalaya has been a global leader in the herbal healthcare field for 70 years. And now these formulas are available to you directly at Wilner Chemists. You will find combination products designed for your specific health needs, heart care, stress care, glucocare, and others. There are individual herbs such as Arjuna, Gugul, and garlic, all for heart health. Now you can have both proven traditional herbal support combined with the highest pharmaceutical grade quality. Himalaya Herbal Supplements, now available at Wilner Chemists. Are you looking for fast, soothing digestive relief? Look no further than DGL Ultra Extra Strength Specially Processed Licorice Extract from the number one DGL brand available, Enzymatic Therapy. DGL is a natural, clinically studied formula that has been used to support healthy digestive function for over 30 years. Enzymatic Therapy's unique DGL Ultra formula contains Ultra Soothe brand DGL to stimulate and accelerate the natural protective factors in the digestive tract and to relieve occasional discomfort immediately. If you've tried DGL in the past, you won't believe the amazing German chocolate flavor. The chewable form provides maximum absorption to soothe the stomach lining and digestive tract. For incredible taste and intense digestive relief, try DGL Ultra from Enzymatic Therapy. All Enzymatic Therapy products are available at the Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
Welcome back
to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. And before we get to the phones, I want to give you some exciting news. You just heard an ad for DGL Plus. Well, for this coming week, all digestive supplements from Enzymatic Therapy and Nature's Way, all their probiotics, enzymatics, DGL products, Complete Gest, Megazyme digestive supplements, they'll all be on sale at 35% off list price. Check our website, web specials, link for details, or call us at Wilner's at 1-800-633-1106. Okay. Now, let's see, 1-800-321-0710. That's our number here in the studio. A couple of open lines if you had some difficulty getting through earlier. And let's talk to Genevieve from Stamford, Connecticut.
Oh, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
Yes. I wonder, am I taking too many supplements? I have a very bad backache. I couldn't lift up my garage door. So I've been taking vitamin E, resveratrol, glucosamine chondroitin, and vitamin D, and Advil.
Okay, although we know Advil isn't a supplement, but...
Well, I stuff for pain.
Hey, if you got to do what helps.
Right.
Okay, so what can I help you with?
Is it all right to combine those?
Why not?
Oh.
Sure, you can. You know, the Advil is basically a pain reliever, anti-inflammatory.
Yes.
Glucosamine, you know, helps nutritionally to increase some of the joint spaces and refluidize the joint a little bit.
Right.
You know, and the other supplements you're taking are fine.
Right.
So, by all means, I could think of other things you could add, but you know, why you have the back pain, that's, you know, could be a structural problem. You should perhaps see a doctor about that.
Well, I had a hip replacement last year. So,
uh-huh.
Let's see. All right. But I certainly rely on your fine pharmacy and the good names of Solgar. My God, those are my household names.
Well, wonderful.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, we look forward. Maybe you'll come to our symposium.
If I come, I have to read my poetry.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay,
have
Genevieve.
Have a good day.
You too.
She has to do what?
Read her poetry.
Read her poetry. Oh, okay.
All right, well,
by the way, there is another, you know, for situations like this where you have an acute a pain thing, like, you know, where you pull a muscle or sprain a muscle or you have an injury or an athletic type muscle pain, we do have a product in our Wilner Phytotech, a liquid herbal line. It's called a Muscle Gesic. As you can tell by the name, that's what it's for. It's sort of analgesic for muscle-related problems. And it contains a combination of herbs and things, and it's in liquid form, so it's fast-acting. Something like that can be helpful for those times when you need something quick and short-term. Okay? So the product, it's in our Phytotech line, and it's called Muscle Gesic.
All right. Thank you for that, Don. Muscle Gesic. So, Genevieve, if you're still listening, Muscle Gesic might be just for you. Okay. Let's say hello to John calling from Queens.
Yes. Hello.
Hi, John.
Yeah. Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I have a question regarding an ingredient in cough syrup.
Okay.
They use dextromethorphan.
Right.
And some people tell me that that could cause liver damage.
Dextromethorphan? No, dextromethorphan, I don't believe at the levels that it's present in cough syrups would cause any liver damage. Otherwise, it wouldn't be around in a cough syrup.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah,
I
agree. Yeah, there are some people in alternative medicine who will take very huge doses of dextromethorphan, but in the doses that are available, you know, commercially over the counter, no problem.
Yeah, dextromethorphan itself is a cough suppressant. Okay, it's
that's
meant
what they're using it as, right? Cough suppressant.
That's okay. That's what it does. Where you have a hacking cough and you can't stop coughing, you take something like dextromethorphan to stop the cough.
Yeah, okay. I want to, if I can, Arnie, I'd like to plug one more product because I started coming down with a sore throat about a week and a half ago. You weren't here. And I took some steps to try to nip it in the bud. And one of the things that I utilized was another product in our Phytotech line, a throat spray.
Oh, yeah.
This is a really good product. In fact, I've got it sitting right here next to the microphone because I had been using it. A throat spray. It comes in a little 1 ounce, a little pump. A container. It contains some herbs. It has OSHA, echinacea, propolis, thyme, spilanthes, some ginger, and so forth, some aloe vera. Very soothing and healing. You just spray it right into your throat, and it's great for sore throats, for coughs, for that tickle. When you get that kind of tickling feeling where you want to cough,
yeah.
This is a product that you might want to keep along with things like the immune acute complex or the immune complex and so forth for the first signs of a cold or sore throat, anything along those lines. It's the Wilner Phytotech Throat Spray 1 ounce. What do you call it? A pump?
Yeah,
I guess
spray.
A pump spray, okay?
Right, thank you for sharing.
In fact, I'm gonna take a spritz right now. Here,
right. Do it right next to the microphone so we can hear
here
that
we go.
Spritz. Okay.
Oh yeah, that's good.
Okay, all right.
Can you tell my voice is now becoming soothing like Dr. Podell's?
There you go.
But I don't charge as much for a office visit, though.
Yeah. Well. All right. I guess the only one without the soothing voice is me. I'll have to bring my own spritz.
Well, let's hear Noah, shall we?
No, let's not do that.
No, okay. All right, John, did we answer your question?
Yes, okay, yes. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks for that call.
Bye-bye.
Okay, who's next? Rachel, calling from Brooklyn.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Do you carry pancreatic enzymes?
Sure we do.
We carry pancreatic enzymes?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You didn't listen to last week's program, Rachel. We had a whole discussion. We had Dr. Don Brown on. If you want to, you can go to the website and replay the MP3 file of last week's show. You'll hear a nice long discussion about enzymes, the different kinds of digestive enzymes, the product from enzymatic therapy. I think it's enzymatic, or was it? Okay.
Megazyme.
Megazyme is basically a pancreatic enzyme-based digestive enzyme supplement.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
And what does it come from? What animal?
All effective pancreatic enzyme supplements are from pork or a porcine derivation because the pig's digestive system is very close to that of the human. So to get the most potent pancreatic enzymes, that's where you get them from.
Is it possible, though, to get anything from a cow?
Yeah,
I
think Allergy Research used to have pancreatic enzymes from lamb and cow, but you have to realize these animals don't eat meat. So the pancreatic enzymes are very, very effective for breaking down the protein in meat. So if an animal doesn't eat meat, it doesn't need that type of pancreatic enzyme. So cows don't eat meat, so they don't need the level of pancreatic enzymes that pigs do because, you know, pigs will eat anything. That's why they're called pigs.
If you don't want to get the porcine, the derivative, then I would suggest the vegetable-type enzyme product like the Compligest.
Yeah, there are vegetable enzymes that sort of accomplish the same thing, Rachel. But right now, that's all we're going to be able to do because we have to pause for a brief message about krill oil.
Twin Kern Labs Krill Essentials Omega-3 Cardio Krill Oil contains 100% Superba Pure Krill Oil, which contains the omega-3 fatty acids EPA DHA in phospholipid form. This phospholipid form is more bioavailable than omega-3 triglycerides found in traditional fish oil products because it closely resembles the phospholipids found in the human brain and is more easily recognized, incorporated, and utilized by the body. Combined with the naturally occurring antioxidant astaxanthin, this phospholipid helps to prevent oxidation, which can lower the quality of omega-3 fatty acids from fish. To further support heart health, TwinLab has added vitamins B6, B12, and folic acid to omega-3 cardio krill oil. TwinLab's omega-3 cardio krill oil, along with all other TwinLab products, is now on sale at 40% off list price at Wilner Chemist for a limited time.
Okay, this is Arnie Gitomer along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Prodelio, Wilner Chemist Nutritional Supplement Professionals. I want to remind you that for one more week, certain enzymatic therapy and Nature's Way products, all their probiotics, enzymatics DGL products, Compligest and Megazyme digestive supplements will be on sale at 35% off list price. Check our website for details or call us at 1-800-633-1106. Also want to remind you that this is a two-hour show, and we've just completed the first hour, and we have one more hour to go. Those of you who are on the phones, please stay right there, and I promise we will get to you right at the top of the hour. We'll return at about 5 minutes after three. See you then.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news.